Hey guys, Tangent Gaming Podcast is bringing you a brand new episode. My name is Toby. Hopefully all is well. Today, I seen a lot of people doing this. And what they're doing is they're posting a 3x3 grid of video games for a certain year. And they said which is the best game for said year. So what I want to do is over the next little while, I want to pick a year. Like today is going to be, 1997. And I want to talk about some of the video games that were released on all the platforms in 1997. Taking a look at this list alone is making me think to myself, could 1997 be one of the best years for video games? I know this is the first list that I'm actually going to be doing, but when you dig deep into this list alone, it is making me realize that right now it's incredible. So at the very start of the list, it's going to be on January 3rd of 1997. The game, the original Diablo. Like, seriously, starting off in 1997, Diablo gets released. That is absolutely incredible. Like, there's no words to describe it. And what people don't realize, years later, Diablo 2 comes out and is possibly one of the best Diablos. I've never played Diablo 4. I played 3, like 2 the best. January 31st, Final Fantasy VII. The interesting part about this game is anybody who plays the Final Fantasy games will actually put this particular game on the list. I've seen so many people that will actually say that this is probably top 5. I never played it. I seen it. Didn't care for it. I'm still about the Final Fantasy number 2. That was my go-to. That was one of the games that I played back in the day. February 10th was Mario Kart 64. Like, that Mario Kart series was probably one of the best ones that has been created, and there's nothing in this world that can ever duplicate this one. Like, it's incredible. Just like March 20th, two games that is mind-boggling. Castlevania Symphony of the Night, which I haven't played it. I have it in my queue. I'm going to be playing it in the next couple weeks, kind of see how it is. Never got into the actual Castlevania series. There has been people reviewing this game saying, if you haven't tried it, go out and try it, because it's going to be absolutely worth it. The other game, which was released on March 20th, was Tekken 3. Oh my god, this is the game. Tekken 3 was the one that made me fall in love with PlayStation. At least PlayStation 1. The graphics were crisp, clean, smooth. Like, it was mind-boggling, especially when I went from a Sega Genesis to this game. It was incredible. March 31st, Need for Speed 2. Need for Speed. Who knew it would have lasted as long as it has? And Underground was a game changer for everybody in racing car games. Scrolling down. Tetrisphere. August 25th. GoldenEye 007. You always heard about game changers when it comes to video games. This right here has to be probably number one. For the simple fact, what they decided to do was have an insane game engine with the capability of having four players on the screen. Nintendo, when they created the 64, knew what they were doing. And it just, it was insane. I can still remember having the PlayStation, going out and renting a Nintendo 64 so we could play it. Like, in 98, my buddy Gio and I, we decided to go rent the 64. We had this one. We also had another game come, which is going to be coming up, and we play that till the wee dawn hours, to the point where we would just go to work with absolutely no sleep, because we were so obsessed with these games. GoldenEye was one of them. Yeah, true, you can go back, you play it, but it doesn't have the same feel to it. When you find that game that is incredible, that goes up and beyond your expectations, that's probably the best feeling out of them all. And 007 was that game. I know that they had other games to it. I never played it. So how can you beat the original? There's sometimes where 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 will never compare. But you always have that one game that you will take a look at and go, graphics were good, gameplay was good, the fun was good, everything was good. With this, I'm trying to teach my kids, don't worry about screen peekers. When somebody has to squeak on your screen, peek on your screen, they have to go out of their way to actually take a look. Where this one, all you got to do is look up, look left, look diagonal. Like, it's all on the simple screen. And you're not playing with these brand new 80-inch televisions that we have today. You're lucky if you had a 19-inch. 19-inch boob tube. If you're really rich, a 27 or even a 32. Like, oh, just absolutely redonkulous. Oh, all right. What else is there? Poi Poi on September 30th. Oh, okay. This game, it was, okay. When I got it, I bought it off of a buddy who they were trying to get rid of their PlayStation game. So I picked it up for like $15. And I went home, popped it in, because I've never heard of the game. Within the first, you know, boot up and going, looking at it, going, this is so stupid. Graphics aren't like mind-boggling, and all you're doing is picking up stuff and trying to hit your opponent. Well, fast forward 2 hours later, and I'm still playing it. I thought, huh, I wonder how everybody else would play. So, went over to Hoyman's house, popped it in, he invited two buddies, and they said, what game is this? I said, it's Poi Poi. They're like, Poi Poi? Really? Just give it a chance. Give it a chance. Can't we play something else like Road Rash? No, just give it a chance. So, exact same thing. 2 hours later, we were still playing it and we were having fun. Like, it just, it was one of those games where it was meant for a party. When you're playing by yourself or against the computer, it's there, but it's not as fun as just chilling with friends, drinking a few brewskis, and enjoying the game itself. I don't know what more you can say about it. Like, it is just absolutely fun. Crash Bandicoot 2 was released on November 1st. The Crash, like, Sony screwed up when it comes to Crash. Sony should have made Crash Bandicoot more of a face for Sony. And when you have Crash Bandicoot 2, people are loving it. I still even play it to this day. It's that much fun. I have no issues with it. Sony should have rolled with it and kept pushing and pushing and pushing. But that game, it's good. Tomb Raider 2, the really first taste of Tomb Raider. I never got deep into the game. I tried the demo disc and that was it. By the time I got out of that freaking pit, I had enough and I wanted to play something else. People, they love it. They want more of it. The movie was a hit. And it's just, it was okay. I know people are going to hate me for just saying it was okay. But seriously, it was just okay. November 27th, 1997, was the start of a series that has to be laid down as one of the greatest video game series of all time. That series is Grand Theft Auto. Yes, the original Grand Theft Auto was released on PlayStation 1. This one was, I don't know, it was weird. It was mind-boggling because of what you could do, but at the same time, it was stupid. It was cheesy, but yet it was fun. Many people nowadays, they'll play GTA 3, San Andreas, whatever, even 5 and waiting for 6 to come out. The only thing about this game was it wasn't third person. It was over top view. And that was probably one of the things that hurt the game badly. When you're driving, man, it was hard. Because when you're driving slow, the camera was in really close. The faster you go, the farther out the camera would be so you can see the traffic. One of the most comical parts is when you hop on a phone in the first two, you don't get actual voices. You get weird noises like, didn't do it justice. But when it comes to two, that's when it started to grow into something bigger. One and two, I was a fan of. It was three that got me absolutely turned off on Grand Theft Auto. But yeah, 1997 was the start of the greatest series all time. November 30th. WCW versus NWO World Tour. This right here was that other game that Gio and I would rent with GoldenEye and play it till the wee mornings. Like, it had to be one of the best wrestling games at the time, and it might be in the top 10 just all together. Like, what you could do with the actual players, the moves, everything like that. It was so much fun. You could pick the people up on your shoulders. You could do double team moves, finishers, everything like that. It just was great. Would WWE would have been better? That's tough to say. Like, I was never a WCW fan, but when it came to this particular game, I was a huge fan. So right now, It's up there. That's all I can say. Whoever created this game was an absolute brilliant genius for actually creating it. The future WCW games, that's probably going to be in a newer episode of the years as they go by. Finally, the next one that I decided to talk about came out on December 23rd, 1997. And it is Grand... Gran Turismo 1. One of the best racing car games, and it's probably the starting racing car game that has gotten to the point where it took actual car names like Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Toyota, Honda, and put actual cars into the games and that you could play. Like, it was more, not iconic, but groundbreaking that you can take some of the top cars on the market and actually race them on tracks. You can soup them up. You can do all of that. I know eventually it would have happened, but Gran Turismo was just that. Like, it was groundbreaking. And I'm going to have to say that I was very proud of being able to own a copy of this game. I still have it. I still play it. And right now, what I'm trying to do is I am trying to get video and proof of me trying to break some of my records that I've had in the past to share with everybody and say, hey, this is it. This is what I did. I seen one guy with the Toyota Supra doing the high-speed track. True, he had like an incredible 0-60 time. Like, his quarter mile was probably right around the 9-second mark. However, my car that I would always choose would be the Chrysler concept car or the Dodge Copperhead. That always was my car. Like, I had that thing tuned so beautiful. On the straightaways, there are cars and will be cars to beat me. But when it comes to the corners, my car just absolutely stuck to the ground. And I don't know why. The funny part is I tweaked it a certain way where it would, if you turn too hard, it would literally come off on two wheels. So you're going around the corner just on two wheels. Like, I just had that car tuned beautifully. And people would call it the cheater because I was unstoppable. There was tracks that I would lap people because it was so good. Like, when you were doing the 1 hour challenge, like for the endurance race, it was so bad that I could stop probably 30 minutes into it, walk away, come back, and I don't mean like walk away to the bathroom, go pee, and pop on the game. I mean, I could walk my ass down to the corner store, grab myself a drink, a chocolate bar, come back, and still be in the lead. Like, that's how bad this car would leave everybody else in the dust. I absolutely love this machine. 1997, I'm not going to lie, was probably one of the best years for video games, and he just even heard it on you just heard some of the games like Tekken, Gran Turismo, GoldenEye, Mario Kart, like Diablo. There's nothing more insane than just looking at all these games and thinking, this was absolutely incredible. Like, it's left me speechless. But that was just 1 year. Eventually, over time, what I'll do is, like, when I get through all of the years, like, from possibly, like, 89 to 2009, I will order them, like, put them in order to show which year had the best games when it comes to releases. I don't want to go too new, but at the same time, I might go as high as the Xbox 360 and the PS3. I don't know. I will figure it out sooner or later. All right. If you guys have any questions, comments, fun stuff like that, feel free to email me at tangentsgamingpod@gmail.com. Social media, tangentsgaming189, and I'll get back to you. But if you have any questions, suggestions, drop me a line, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Until next time, you guys, thanks for tuning in to Tangents Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby. Have yourself a wonderful day.